Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in friends. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show is brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you set up on your computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone via text, so it doesn't have to be a smartphone. Even the old school ones will work with this. And with it, you can set up everything you got coming up during the day. But what separates Civil Dispatch from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden, based on your locale. They're going to let you know about the things that you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for. The terrorist attack, earthquake, flash flood, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. If you just tuned in for the first time this morning, you may know that in Connecticut, the Constitution state, they've recently passed a law that outlawed firearms and accessories, particularly magazines with greater than 10 round capacity, or another way of putting it is standard magazines. They outlawed those that were previously entirely unremarkable and lawful. This law and the potential for the deadly abuse of the citizens of Connecticut, if they try to enforce it, have greatly concerned America across, border to border, coast to coast. Now, their law is absolutely against the Heller decision. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But it's also prima facie unconstitutional, in that it is arguably a direct assault on the Second Amendment at all. It essentially outlaws an entire class of firearm, which is made more egregious by the fact that just going across the border out of Connecticut anywhere, they're not outlawed. The AR-15. And, that is the most popular, singular make of rifle in the United States. The Supreme Court's Heller decision noted that firearms usually and commonly in use are not subject to bans. Now, the fate of magazine capacity limits is not quite so clear, but surely at some point it will be argued that restricting the number of rounds available to free people in defense of themselves, their families, their state, and their nation must run afoul of the Second Amendment. If 10 rounds, which is an arbitrary number picked at random by the anti-freedom advocates, is a good thing, why not limit them to only 6 or even 1? Fortunately, we've had experience with this kind of thing. The Clinton gun ban, which also banned similar rifles and limited magazines to 10 rounds, was in effect for a decade, and it accomplished nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all for public safety. Even its most ardent proponents were forced to admit this. And Democrats, smarting from the self-imposed political slaughter it wrought amongst them, quietly allowed the law to sunset. And there are now studies that suggest that murder rates were 19.3% higher during the federal ban. What then is the argument for this revisiting of this same failed law in Connecticut? That it will make Democrats and the uninformed feel good? It's going to be a nicer society? Where the government, we can do whatever we want? Obviously, under strict scrutiny, which is likely the standard by which the Supreme Court will judge substantial Second Amendment issues in the future. This one will make it there. That sort of law shouldn't have a leg to stand on. But there's another, even more obvious and compelling reason why such laws, for anything, should never be written. And once written, must fail, and that is they are ex post facto laws. The Cornell Legal Information Institute defines ex post facto as Latin for from a thing done afterward. Ex post facto is most typically used to refer to a criminal law that applies retroactively, therefore criminalizing conduct that was legal when originally performed. Two clauses in the U.S. Constitution prohibit ex post facto law, Article 1-9 and Article 1-10. It's going to fail in Connecticut. It's going to fail in New York. One way or the other. At some point. I know there's been a judge in Connecticut that said this did not put, although they made certain notations in their ruling, but they said this was not an assault on the Second Amendment in their little ruling they had there. And it goes against Heller. It goes up against that decision where they said weapons in common use cannot be banned. But It remains to be seen what the process by which this is going to be overturned is still up in the air. Of course, the desired process, if everything was right in the world and everything was lollipops and rainbows, would be court. The far more desired process would be don't ever propose unconstitutional law in the first place. However, that's just not happening. I used to believe that liberals would look at the wording of a law and find out what they could do around the wording of the law, which they could throw that against the wall to see if it stuck. If it got challenged, it would be years down the road. They're not even doing that now. They're not even doing that. Malloy and all of it. And you know what, Connecticut, I know a big, there's a percentage of you that think this is a good smoking hot idea. And I know that you're still smarting from Newtown. I know it's still a deep wound that refuses to heal. And I say to you, as gently as I can, that wouldn't have made a bit of difference had that law been in place. Would it make a difference to you if Adam Lanza used a lever action rifle? Or an aluminum baseball bat? Would it have made a difference? What if he'd taken the shotgun in, the Saiga shotgun that they found in the trunk of the car? What if that was the weapon he carried in there? Would it have made a difference? Would Connecticut have gone after semi-automatic shotguns at that point? Getting out there and going after the tool is not going after the means. The means of that attack was in his mind. right now, if this wound is so bad and you think that doing this is going to prevent this, why aren't you healing? Why aren't you getting better over this? Because I think deep down inside, you know that this isn't going to make a bit of difference. And you know that you've set your state up for failure when it comes to this. Your state is going to have to make a very tough decision about your neighbors that are defying something that's unconstitutional. I don't know if you want to be on that wagon. I wouldn't be on that wagon. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Try to relax. When my church runs me out of town.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Uh-oh. I'm about to be passed by a noisy vehicle. I'm here in a quiet environment. Of course, something noisy is going to come by. But anyway, our regressive liberal buddies have a new T-shirt campaign out. Where they wear the T-shirts that say, I won't stand for, and then you put something, you know, down there that a liberal wouldn't like, you know, like constitutionality, they use ignorance, and, you know, with anything for their agenda, so I won't tolerate, you know, Bill of Rights. Anyway, it's basically one of these, you know, campaigns that is supposed to wear the T-shirt that says, I won't stand for, and then, you know, put something down there that's the opposite of what they like to, you know, facilitate their agenda. Well, two can play that game. So, you know, I'm getting a shirt that says, I won't stand for tolerance tyranny, you know, limousine liberal tolerance tyranny, you know. But they also want to pass one of them their retroactive ex post facto laws, exhalation. Now, see, you can inhale all you want, but you can't exhale because there's CO2 in that, you know. And then that way everybody's a lawbreaker and they can just detain anybody they want anytime they want.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
Sure. I mean, they started that in Maryland when they started taxing people on rainfall.
Yeah, that's like an old tactic, right? I mean, you know, goes you pass. I mean, that's how, like, that was part of how they got Australia colonized. They passed a bunch of laws such that anybody can be construed as breaking the law. And guess what? You're recruited to be a colonist for Australia because you broke the law.
So Straight out of Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah, exactly. So they love to do that kind of stuff. But so, you know, what is it? The average person commits what, 3 felonies? There's a book called like 3 felonies a day or something like that. You know.
Well,
but anyway.
I don't know about that. I don't know if it's actually well, but you never can tell today in the new normal.
Yeah, yeah. So it's crazy, but. Anyway, that's all I was thinking today. But anyway, just remember, I won't stand for, you know, tolerance tyranny. I like that.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go find me some of those T-shirt blanks. And do they have like a blank space that you can like write it in? Is it you write it in with a Sharpie or something or what?
I think you're supposed to go to your local T-shirt vendor and kind of do it yourself. You know, it's like an ad campaign. They had they have it like various. You know, TV stars, you know, come on and you know, promote this campaign.
Well, that makes, you know, that makes all the difference in the world. That makes all the difference in the world.
Right, because
I know they take themselves quite seriously down in Hollywood land, TV land.
Yes, you know, I'm an actor on a cable TV series. How dare you question my moral, ethical, and political judgment and acumen?
Gotcha.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you, sir. If I had to make a ranking out there of who's got to go first, of course, that's going to be Barack Obama. And when I say got to go first, he needs to be totally neutered in office as best we can do it. And I loathe to say this because it makes it sound like I'm just a Republican fanboy, but the Senate being taken by Republicans would go a long way. Let me rephrase that. If McConnell isn't the majority leader, it would go a long way. Let's make Cruz or Paul the majority leader. How about that? Won't happen, but right on his heels, though, the most arrogant man in Washington, D.C., now that Hillary Clinton is not there any longer, who would be knocking on the door being the other most arrogant man there? It has to be the Attorney General, Eric Holder. Eric Holder's Department of Justice has stood by while the IRS has targeted conservative groups on 501c scandals. He ran fast and furious. Don't kid yourself. Don't sit out there and say, well, Bill, that was a rogue agency in Phoenix. The agents there, they ran it, and of course they had to report, but I mean, it was his. This is the guy who in 1995 said, we need to brainwash people against guns. His capability for arrogance doesn't really know any bounds whatsoever. Now, yesterday, because I didn't watch the video of the exchange, I incorrectly reported a couple of things to you. I was talking about him exploring the use of gun tracking bracelets. That's not really, he never said that, and I apologize for that. He's not interested in tracking guns at all. That's not part and parcel of what he wants to do. Now, Holder, Eric Holder, our current sitting attorney general, arrogance man, deserves to be rotting in prison, not in some nice white-collar resort where he can age gracefully. He's still in criminal and civil contempt of Congress. Still. He's still stonewalling Congress. And nobody in the Department of Justice will do anything about it. The U.S. attorney that would do that, Richard Manchin, refuses to hook and book his boss. What he did say in this thing that he was involved in, he went the way of the smart gun. You know, he likes the smart gun technology, which doesn't work. Okay, let's just put that out there. It is not reliable. It is not reliable. That's like making fly-by-wire aircraft biometric. And there's only a 1 in 10 chance that the biometric recognition system is going to fail and the plane will cease flying. Do you want to take that chance, United Airlines, Delta? Do you want to go with that liability? What he was referring to were smart gun technologies like the RFID technology in the train wreck that is the Armatix IP1 pistol with watch. You know, the guns I have that I own right now, I don't own a lot of them, but I own some nice ones. None of them can be hacked. None of them can be shut off remotely. When I have them in my hand, I am the master of my own destiny. It's also seriously underpowered, and it's an expensive gimmick. Additionally, all of this smart gun technology, they all continue to march out in front of you as this is the savior of all things that we have to have. This $1,800 pistol watch combo is racist. It's racist. It's a war on poverty. It's a war on the middle class. Because if you want to own a gun, you know, went into a Cabela's for the first time ever the other day. Because it just opened and I've never seen one in the flesh. And I went in there and they had the Steyr M9 pistol. $469 from what I've heard. I've never shot one, never held one. But I saw it for the first time ever in the flesh. And from what I've heard, this is a very good pistol. And you can go and buy one of those for $469, which most people might be able to afford over a short period of time, versus $1,800. And you got to buy a watch. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. The next thing I'm going to tell you about just makes me cry, simply because it didn't happen in my state. Yesterday, the Tennessee State Senate approved a bill by a vote of 25-2 that would legalize unlicensed open carry in the volunteer state. The companion bill is still awaiting a vote in the state house, and the governor would still need to sign the bill before it became law. According to a local media report, the chamber voted 25-2 in favor of the bill, sponsored by Republican Senator May Beavers of Mount Juliet. Beavers said the measure would keep the background checks and training requirements in order to carry concealed firearms, but would allow anyone legally allowed to own a gun to carry it openly. That is the perfect setup, in my opinion. In the olden times, before there was an MTV or widescreen TVs or mobile phones, if you saw somebody carrying a gun in the open, you just presumed he was a good guy. And if you saw somebody concealing his guns, you wondered about what he was up to. Criminals do not carry in the open. They're not slinging them on a leg harness or a leg rig or anything. They carry them concealed. Now, I say this lamenting it because, like I said, it didn't happen in my state. My state, they don't think it's offensive to carry a gun in the open, even though if this passes and it's ratified in Tennessee, they will become the 30th state that allows open carry. This is essentially, while it is not in its entirety constitutional or permitless carry, because you do have to have a permit to carry concealed, it does open a lot of options for the good people of Tennessee. This bill will also remove state restrictions on the location of ammunition when firearms are being transported in vehicles, and would allow guns to be removed from cars on school property for the purposes of moving them in another part of the vehicle. Now, that's important because a lot of times when people store a gun in the car, in the console, in the glove compartment, there's only so many places you can store a gun in a car. And a lot of people feel better putting them in a trunk. So this allows somebody to get out of the car on the school grounds and put it in a more secure location. That's a good step. And Tennessee is like a lot of states out there right now where they continue to loosen the laws. As much as I talk about New York, Connecticut, Maryland, New Jersey, California, Colorado, most of the states out there are loosening them, which is a win. Makes you wonder about the people in the other states, how they're dealing with things, but this still has to get through their House and it has to get past their governor. Now, one of the things that is being projected about this is that the governor does not want this, and the governor's a Republican. So, like in my home state, there's a possibility this could get torpedoed simply by, you know, a governor's veto. I don't know if 25 to 2 is veto-proof in the Senate. It sort of sounds like it to me. I know a lot of people are calling for it to, you know, they're making this a rally cry. Call your congressman, call your House representative, and let them know that you want this. I say this time and time again, with a politician, if you're lucky enough to find a politician who looks at your God-given right, that's not granted by the state, it's not granted by the Constitution, it's only granted by the fact that you were born inside the border. Well, I mean, that you were born at all, it's a you know, God-given right. Only the United States actually tried to protect it, such as it is. When you find a politician that looks at you and sees a gun on your hip and says, you know, I've got a Glock. What kind of Glock is that? If that's what they say, he trusts you. He trusts you. He lives in the world of reality. He lives in the world of reality, despite the broad brushes that we are stroked with. That's somebody you want to support. In New Hampshire, for some reason, they're supporting Scott Brown. That is still a mystery to me. Jim Rubens is up there, New Hampshire. Jim Rubens looks at you, New Hampshire, good citizens of New Hampshire, and says, I trust you with a gun. I can guarantee you he's going to be very, very, very conservative on everything else. I talked to the guy. And you're letting Scott Brown parachute in with his carpet bags dangling from his sides because he wants to be a senator. You're buying into that. He liked being a senator for the short period of time he was a senator in Massachusetts, and that got taken away from him. So he's going to go to New Hampshire. You guys need to harden up. You're the Granite State. You need to go ahead and slap him. Don't be fooled by him. That's another thing. There is no politician out there today that is a rock star, okay? I don't care who they are. Trey Gowdy is a guy that I know. I know him well. And he would tell you he's not a rock star. A lot of people, but that Trey Gowdy, he is the man. Yeah, he is. Right now, he is. And at the same time, he's just a guy. None of these politicians that want to be carpetbaggers are anything more than a guy. They're no better than you, no better than me. Maybe they're a little more photogenic. Maybe they look better in a suit. I don't know. But whatever it is, at the end of the day, in the 11th hour, they're no better than you or I. And it's politicians like Mae Beavers in Tennessee that you've never heard of that gets out there and just trusts you with a gun, Tennessee, and simply says, hey, you don't have to have a permit if you'll carry it out in the open because we'll know you got it. That way, if there's a question, we'll know to be watching you. That's perfectly okay with me. That's perfectly okay with me. Now, I imagine if they see somebody in a prison jumpsuit wearing a gun out in the open, they might have a question or two for these people. But ladies, gentlemen, you guys in Tennessee, get behind these politicians. New Hampshire, look through the subterfuge and kick Scott Brown back into Massachusetts. You got two outstanding examples right there to just look at. I mean, a politician today, if you looked at the Democratic Party and if you looked at the Republican Party and pictured them as circles and put them beside each other, one side of the circle is going to overlap the other. They're not separate entities anymore. This whole idea of a societally liberal but fiscally conservative is stupid. It's like saying you're partially dead or partially pregnant. You can certainly have, and you want to know the difference between all that? The difference between that is that when you see a true conservative politician, they just look at the, no matter what their primary feelings or their primary goals or their preferences are, they just go by the Constitution. They're able to hold that other part back. They're willing to have the arguments and raise the voices. I don't know why I'm the only one. Well, I know I'm not the only one that knows this. I just don't know why the people that vote for these people don't know this. Right now, Scott Brown is polling higher than the incumbent there. And the GOP is saying, this is another Senate seat we can pick up. We will settle for the milquetoast. We will settle for the wishy-washy. And then in the meantime, down in Tennessee, you got senators like Mae Beavers who's sitting up and saying, hey, strap them on, Tennessee. I got no problem with you doing it. I'll probably feel safer seeing that around me. It just amazes me. It amazes me. When we get back, we're going to talk about a lesson learned out of Australia. This very dangerous illusion that is foisted upon the easily swayed and how they're trying to do the same thing here. Thankfully, unsuccessfully. Now, right about now, I'm thinking I should be hearing bump music roll. There we go. All right, we'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Tomorrow on the show, in the third hour, my guest is going to be Nancy Perkins. Everybody's going, who's Nancy Perkins? Nancy Perkins is the founder and head of Moms with Guns Demand Action. And a whole bunch of these female gun advocacy groups are getting ready to go and counter the Moms Demand Action protest that is about to happen with the NRA convention. That should be hilarious. Mainly because the Moms Demand Action always attracts nearly half a dozen people. Now, what you believe and what is actually true, they can often be two very different things, and the differences could possibly kill you. Now, a lot of people out there, let's apply it to sports. My team is the best. Maybe it's out of loyalty. Chicago Cubs fans. And then you constantly get slapped in the face by reality every Sunday afternoon. Those of us that live on a regular paycheck, we can look at it and say, look at that, you know, let's say you get paid once a month at the beginning of the month. We can say, there's no, I can make this last throughout the whole month. In spite of what might be a busy social schedule and all efforts I make to do things like possibly punish my liver at every available watering hole. And then, you know, about the 23rd, I'm looking at baked beans on toast and saying, this is a feast. I can't wait till payday. You can also believe that you can live in safety. But there's a possibility that that day comes that your illusion is shown to be an illusion. And then the consequences for you personally can be absolutely terrible. The only thing worse than living in fear of bad things happening is living in a dangerous illusion that you are safe from bad things. One, the first one you can sit out there and say, well, that's just situational awareness, Bill. There's nothing wrong with that. The other one is, it's not illusion, it's delusion. Living in fear is no fun. But when you fear something, you prepare for it. You plan, you make provisions for the worst case scenario. You stay ready just in case, and by doing so, you often make the worst case scenario less worse, less bad, and the feared thing less frightening. When you live in the belief that you are safe and then discover that you are wrong, then you are worse off than if you lived in fear and prepared for the worst. Everybody's going, this is all conceptual, it's all theoretical. Okay, let me put it in plain language. If you walk around and you look at your nice metropolitan town and they've just renovated it and you say, oh, this is so beautiful. Look, we have art museums, we have this, we have that. This must be a safe, civilized place to live. And you walk around thinking that. There's a chance that one day you'll be walking around enjoying all this stuff. And somebody's going to stick a gun in your face or a knife in your face or, you know, maybe their fist in your face. And then you're going to be shocked. You're probably going to be robbed. The very least that's going to happen is you're going to get beaten. You might get stabbed. At the very worst, you might get shot. And it's all going to be at the leisure of your assailant. It's all going to depend on how good of a day he's been having so far. This applies to every area in life. You can see it with everything from road rules to retirement funds to health care to personal safety. If you believe what you're told, when you're told, well, I mean, just ask Bernie Madoff's clients, would you? Now, the Dutch and the Germans, which shared space roadways, have shown the potential for a significant improvement in safety when the road rules were dramatically reduced. Now, how can that possibly be true? And when I was in Germany in the 80s on the Super Autobahn, you could drive a car 187 miles per hour legally. 187 miles per hour is actually 285 kilometers per hour. How did this work out? How did this, why did they see a dramatic improvement in safety when the road rules were dramatically reduced? Very simple. For as long as there was a set of black and white, do this, don't do that rules in place, an illusion of safety was created. And you had people driving blindly through green lights because they thought the green light made them safe. They didn't look. Pedestrians would walk when the green man said to go, often without looking. Cyclists would play second-class citizens marginalized by the road rules, which made the car king. people were only concerned about their right of way and whether they were in the right, rather than concerned with where everyone else was and what they were doing. When they took that illusion of safety away, and all these rules provided were removed, all of a sudden people took active responsibility for themselves and looked out for each other because they feared a collision. They feared a collision. Safety was improved, and in many cases, the roadways actually became more efficient and less congested all the time. Once the illusion of safety was removed, the reality of how dangerous the roads can be was plain for everybody to see, and thus the road users treated it with respect that it was due. Now, we'll have to continue this into the next hour, but in Australia, as an example, they've had mandatory retirement savings fund for years now, and thanks to the mandatory accounts, there is a fast disappearing perception that people's retirement is taken care of. The reality that's happening right now in Australia is many people have reached retirement age and discovered they have nowhere near enough to retire on in these accounts, and because they lived under the dangerous illusion that their superannuation plan had their retirement needs covered, they've made no other provisions. Had they never been told that it was being taken care of in the first place, they might have taken care of it in themselves and actually been better off in the long run. Oops. Now, what we in the United States do as gun owners, when we carry a gun, when somebody makes a conscious decision to carry a gun, we're saying that we don't believe the illusion. We're saying we would rather prepare for the worst case scenario, and if it never materializes, what's wrong with that? We look at police officers and say, well, they have guns to deal with criminals. I have to deal with criminals more often than they do. Why shouldn't I have a gun to deal with them? And this is simply reality. This is the people that carry guns in the United States are the most realistic people in the United States today. They probably are actively engaged in something to a degree to where they're very aware of a lot of things. And getting rid of that illusion is why we're so doggone good at handling a gun in self-defense. We'll go into the next hour and continue talking about this in the time I have left. Let's talk about the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo. Now down to $18. $100 donation to the Brian Terry Foundation. Send me the receipt that the site provides with your address and which Battle Comp you want. And then I forward that to Battle Comp. And after your tax deductible donation comes out of your taxes, net cost to you, nothing. Going into the next hour, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.